Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Samach Daled, mitzvah 264. It's the second of a pair. Last Thursday we did the mitzvah of the Isser of Tumas Kohanim, the first of many halachas related to Kohanim that we're going to have in this parsha that tell us that a Kohen is not allowed to become Tameh for anyone who is not one of his primary relatives. That's the Isser Daraisa. And today we have the Mitzvah Daraisa, that there is a mitzvah for him to become Tameh for one of his primary relatives. And as we'll see, it's a Machlokas Tanaim, but the Chinuch and the Rambam and others count this as an obligation. Not just as an allowance, but it is an obligation, a Chiyuv, for the Kohen to become Tameh for one of his seven relatives. The Torah tells us, Yamarte Alehem Lenefesh Lo Yitama Bamav, for any other soul, they cannot become Tameh, Ki Imlish Eiro HaKarov Elav, only to he that is close, the of flesh and blood, Lish Eiro HaKarov Elav, so, Laviv Limo, Laviv Livno, Livito Lachiv, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, all of those are included. Also a single girl. Krova, the Rashi says, the Rabbi says, Harusa. Okay, so this is the Isser of Tumas Kohanim and the mitzvah of a Kohen having to make himself tar, but as we'll see, there's a lot more included in this making himself tameh. There's a lot more included in this mitzvah, as you will see in a moment. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Sheitamu HaKohanim LeKrovim HaNiskarim BaTorah, that the Kohen must be metami himself to those who are niskar in the Torah. Shenemar La Yitama, for her he shall be metami himself. Vizeh mitzvah saseh, this is a mitzvah daraisa. Shegein pa apiru sheila alav, that's our understanding. V'cheinu mefirsh b'sifra, and that's what the Medrash says, La Yitama mitzvah. La ratza litameh, what if he said, no, I want to be machmir on myself. I don't want to become tameh, even for my brother, even for my sister. No, I'm a very big machmir, tough luck. That's not called a chumra, that's called a kula. Metamino so balkarcha, we force him. The Gemara even tells a story about one who didn't want to, and Bezdin forced the person to become tameh. This is the halacha of becoming tameh for one of the krovim. Remember the chinuch in the previous mitzvah, who invoked the principle of derechecha darchei noam here. That the Torah knows that it's very hard for a person, and the Torah knows it's only appropriate for a person to be involved in the burial and all the needs of their primary relative, so therefore the Torah allows this. And it's a lechadchila, it's not a bidyevet. He should be involved in this, and that is what we paskin. It's a machlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, but we paskin that on Sota Dav Gimel, but we paskin that it is a chiyuv. Continues the chinuch, v'lulei shekabalnu mechachameinu apirish kein, were it not that we had this mesorah from the rabbis, ha'isi sover, I would have thought, lo mashiyeh reshus, I would have thought this is an allowance. Im ratza mitame, v'im ratza eino mitame, levisha kasev man'o mehitame l'shar krovim, since the Torah, the last iser, said that you're not allowed to become tame for non-relatives, v'ha'isi omer, I would have said, shebe'ilu aniskar b'parsha, hirshu litame emirtza. These other ones, one is allowed to. Al-kein balanu apirish alav she'ein zereshus ala mitzvah. We paskin it is a mitzvah. Like the Gemara says in Zvachim Daf Kuf, ma'isa shebab Yosef ha'kohen she'meisa isha b'erev Pesach. Erev Pesach. The guy's thinking to himself, all my Pesach plans are going to be messed up and ruined. I'm not going to be able to eat the current Pesach. I'm going to have to wait till Pesach Sheni. My whole family's coming. Everybody's going to be at the Seder and everything. And I'm going to be stuck not being able to eat. And a month from now, I'm going to have to do it again. Tough luck. And he can think, well, I'm not sitting Shiva anyway. It's going to be broken in a couple of hours by Yantif. So, okay, I won't become Tameh. What? No. Dachfu chachamim v'timu al karchal. No, it's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. That is what we paskin. Good. That is the basic mitzvah under discussion. And included in this, in many halachas, you see many pages of the Minchas Chinuch here, where he discusses one of the main issues in the Mefarshim is whether this is chutra or dechuya. We have many areas in halacha where you have an allowance. Tuma is chutra b'tzibur. Pikuach nefesh is allowed on Shabbos. Right, you have any of those types, many of the asi docha losase sugyas. So how do we look at that? Do we look at it as chutra, the isser, the losase does not exist? Or do we say, no, it exists, but you're allowed to do it? So the Minchas Chinuch here in Os Ches discusses this for a column and a half, whether it is chutra or dechuya, and he quotes nafkaminas, whether you would say the isser doesn't exist, or there is an isser, but we force them to violate the isser because of asi docha losase. Before we even continue the chinuch, I just want to do a couple of other points related to Tumas Kohanim, because then we're going to get to the second half of the mitzvah, which is a totally different element. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Yud Aleph, Menachas Chinuch says, what about a ben mamzer? What about a ben mamzer? Son was a mamzer, his father had a illicit relationship, he was Balachai Bikrisus, and there's a son. So ironically, the kid's still a Kohen. Even though if a Kohen did a lower level Aveira and just lived with a Grusha, his son would be a Chalal, would be considered a Yisrael, he would get the third Aliyah, he would not be able to eat Truma, he is a Yisrael Lachal Davar, he lost his Kahuna, but if he does a worse Aveira, he's Balachai Bikrisus, Chayvi Mises Bezdin, any of those, so the kid's a mamzer. But he's a Kohen mamzer. He doesn't lose his guna, says the Menachas Chinuch. V'nei ha-ben mamzer, k'gon shabal aviv chavi kriso mamzeres, b'pshitas nireh da'afshu mamzer mikol makom kohenu. And therefore, even though a chala would be able to go into a cemetery, a mamzer Kohen cannot go into a cemetery, because he has all the halachas of a Kohen. He quotes other achronim that he says seem to hold that he is not, but he says, I don't know where they get this from. I assume that this is, he says, Mikom Akom, a couple of lines from the bottom. Af Shikul and Eskimo Lazer, Lo Yadati Minayin Otsiyo Lazer. Kivin de Mamzer, Ki Yisrael Lachal Dover, Vubano Lachal Dover, he's his father's son, for all intents and purposes. Mehechi Tesi, Lo Yeh Lav Din Kawain. Nehidu in Yinavoda. Maybe regarding Avoda, there's a special Isser. Avalin Yinashim Psulos, Alin Yitumala Mason, he assumes there shouldn't be any distinction. Okay, there's a lot more here in terms of Tumas Kohanim, but we will now go on to the second halacha that is discussed in the Chinuch. Going back to the Chinuch now, a couple pages back. Because of Rambam Zechron Levracha, the Chinuch says the Rambam here brings in another mitzvah, and that is, Vizos Ba'atzma Hi Mitzvahs Ibul. On this mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of Avelus. There is no other place where the Rambam or the Chinuch count Avelus except right here. There are two psukim that you count if one assumes Avelus is Daraisa, which we'll talk about more in a second. There are two psukim that one might quote. One might quote a pasuk from Aaron HaKohen's sons dying, Hayita Beinei Hashem, pasuk from that context, and the other pasuk quoted is right here. The Rambam says that the Kohanim, Mi Mitami themselves, is part of the Avelus process. As they, but it's before burial, so it's not Avelus yet, but Avelus is included in this mitzvah. Klomar, Shekalish mi Yisrael chayev les abal akrova. Every Jew is chayev to mourn his six primary relatives. Klomar, Shisha may say mitzvah and his karm bakasuv, right? All of the siblings and parents and children. Vaham mikra shehevi arava mitzvahs ibulu mashenemer ba'aron. And the pasuk that the Rambam brings is, V'yachalti chadas hayom hayita v'nei Hashem. I read that by Aaron HaKohen saying that my sons died today. You want me to have eaten the karban? So that's really by Aninus, which is the time period before Avelus. But that's the source in the Torah that the Rambam also quotes for Avelus. The Amar, Umichozek Achova, Zos Biru, Bekoin, Shu Muzar Alatuma, Shitam Akabanim Kishar Yisrael. And because of the stringent nature of this mitzvah, that's where this mitzvah, today's mitzvah of Tuma comes from. I read the language of the Rambam. Very important Lashon. The Rambam says, this is what the Chinuch is based on right here. The Rambam says in Hilchas Avel, Perak Beis Halacha Vav, Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Avel. How serious is the mitzvah of Avelus? We always like to say, mitzvahs aren't things. We don't want to do all mitzvahs. Right? That's not what we don't want to do. The mitzvah of Hashavas Gazela. We don't want to do having to marry the person that we rape. We don't want to do the mitzvah of Avelus. That's not. We don't want to do Machzer Grushaso. But the mitzvah means whatever situation we're in, the Torah tells us what to do. So here too is a mitzvah of Avelus. Rachman al-Itzlan. If somebody loses a relative, they have a mitzvah. So the Rambam says, Kama Chamura Mitzvahs Avel. Shaharei. What's the proof that Mitzvahs Avel is so serious? Today's mitzvah. Sharei HaKohen Nitches Lo Atuma Mipnei Krovav. Kedei Sheyis Asik Imavis Abel Aleihem. This is a very serious Dechuya formulation, by the way, to the Menachas Chinuch issue that he was just talking about. According to Batami himself for Avelus, Shneamar Kiim L'Sheirah Karov Elav L'Aviv L'Molo Itamam Mitzvahs Asay Shem Lo Ratzel His Tamei Mitamen Also Bal Karcho. And therefore, you say it shows such a serious tuma that Kohanim must be such a serious mitzvah that the Kohanim themselves have to be Mitami themselves. Okay, that's what the Chinuch is talking about here. Mechosek achova labiru shakohen who's Mizrael atuma, shitamei al kapanim b'kshar Yisrael. B'shvil shalo yachloshu mishpatei avelus. So he does not take avelus less seriously. Skip for a moment to the Minchas Chinuch in Os Chaf Zion. Menachas Chinuch and Os Chaf Zion discusses that there are really three shitas in the Rishonim about avelus. Three sheets of Shonen, bottom page, Shin Gimel, bottom left of the page, says the Minchas Chinuch. Again, it's Mefurish elsewhere. Three sheetas. One sheeta is Das Ksas Ravasa Huva Barif. The riff in Brachas quotes some Gaonim who hold that all 7 days of Avelis are Daraisa. What we call Shiva are all Daraisa. That's what some Gaonim say. That's a minority sheeta. And then you have the sheeta of the Rambam and the riff who hold that Avelis Yom Rishon is Daraisa. As long as Yom Rishon is Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura, death and burial take place the same day, that is Daraisa. If there is death one day and burial the next day, then there is no Avelis Daraisa, even according to the Rambam and the Rif. But that is the Rif and the Rambam, Iker Adin first day. And then you have the Shita of Baalei Tosfos in a few places, in Moed Katan, and he quotes it here from others, from the Rush, that all Avelis is Darabanan. All Avelis, all 7 days. There is no Aninus, the period of time before Kvura, that's Daraisa. That's Mefurish HaPasuk in the Chumash. Maaser Sheni, Karbanos. But in terms of Avelis, this is the three-way Machlokas Rishonim. You go to the sheet of the Ravid, that even Shloshim is Daraisa, but that is a collector's item, Ravid. Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim. Everybody else holds that Shloshim and Yubes Chodesh are for sure the Rabbanan. Shiv is the Machlokas. Again, Gaonim and the Rif hold it is all Daraisa. Baalei Tosfos in a few places hold it's all the Rabbanan, and the Rif and the Rambam, and the Chinuch following him, first day is Daraisa. That's the Rambam in the first Halacha in Hilchas Avel. Famous formulation, the Rambam says, I'll read it, Mitzvah asay lehisabel al akrovim shenemar v'achalti chatas hayom ayita b'nei Hashem v'ein avelus min haTorah ela b'yom rishon bilvad shu yom hamisa v'yom hakvura, only first day avol shara shiva einon dinan Torah, but the other days of Shiva are not, they're not the Araisa. And he continues with another two very important lines, but the Chinuch quotes them soon, so I'll wait to see them in the Chinuch. Let's continue. Kfar nisva'er Sha'avelis Yom Rishon Daraisa, Vu Yom HaMisa Kvura, continues the Chinuch. Ubebir Amru B'moed Katan, Avel Einu Noeg Avelusa Beregel. And what else do we say? Where do I know this from? Because the Gemara says in Moed Katan that an Avel does not sit Shiva on Yantif. And the language of the Gemara is Asi Asei Derabim V'dachi Asei Deyachid. What do you see from there? Says the Chinuch, says the Rambam. Asei, Asei means Daraisa. So the Asei of Yantif, the Asei Daraisa of Yantif, v'samachta v'chagecha, is docha the los, Asei v'avelos. So you see, hinei is bayer. Shechiv v'avelos Daraisa, v'shu misses Asei. What is Baalei Tosfos right there? Moikon Yudai, you know what Baalei Tosfos say? No. They're both Darabanan. Because Simchas Yantif midaraisa without a carbon shlomim is Darabanan. So it's Asei Avelos Darabanan, v'indocha Asei. Asei the Simcha Drabanan is being Doche, Asei the Avelis Drabanan. But it's both Drabanan. The Rambam and the Chinuch say they're both Daraisa. That's the how you understand the Gemara. The Baalei Tosfos say, no, they're both Drabanan. But either way, Avol B'Yom Rishon Bilvad, only day one. V'nisharu Hashisha Drabanan. V'yafilu HaKohen Yinag Evelusa B'Yom Rishon, V'yitam Elikrovav, V'havein Zeh, and a Kohen also has this involved. Related to day one, I'll mention it now, we'll see, again, we could have hours and hours of Shiraman and Yanei Avelis, as you see the Minchas Chinuch has, we'll do as much as we can. There is an important halacha about tefillin, about Yom Rishon, the first day of Shiva, an Avel does not put on tefillin. Even if an Avel comes back, you know, the kavura is early in the morning, even if you get back in the morning, you get back in the afternoon. So the halacha is, Shulchan Aruch holds, that one does not wear tefillin on day one of Avelis. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Peches. Avel asur laniach tefillin biyom rishon, v'yachar sheneitz lachama biyom sheni mutar lanicham. He can put it on after neitz. The Shulchan Aruch continues, and Avel has to do his best to try to concentrate. Because you now have a hesachadas with tefillin. So therefore you have to concentrate. Okay, based on the pasuk. Major machlokas achronim is quoted here in the Pesachei Tshuva and the Dogam Meravava. They all quote the Shita of the Maharitats. The Maharitats holds that if Yom HaMisa is not Yom Kvura, if Yom HaMisa was Tuesday and the burial was Wednesday, you come home and you put on tefillin. The only day in the Gemara that Yom Rishon does not get tefillin is when Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura together. That's the Shita of the Maharitats, and that might be a minog in certain circles. Someone told me that's minog Yerushalayim, whatever it is. Lamaisa, it seems like Ruba the Ruba of Achronim, Iker Adin hold? No. Even if it's only Yom HaKvura, no tefillin on day one. We should ask the local posek, but that's what the Dogam Ravava says, that's what the Pesachei Tshuva quotes Achronim. They all say that no din of the Gemara is not tali on Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura. Okay, Mishar Shei HaMitzvah. Let's get into some of the messages behind the mitzvah of Tumas Kohanim and Avelis, which are related. Mishar Shei HaMitzvah, Meshikasavti, Pamharbi, Vitzvah, Sakonmos. What I've written many times. Here it is, put this on the list of the Chinuchs. Ki ha'adam nifal kafi pulos av sheyaseh. A person is influenced by what he is involved in. There's a very famous one, this week's parsha. Big Day Kahuna. That's the first place I think he says it. Mitzvah Tzadik Ches or so. Big Day Kahuna. That a person is influenced by what he wears. So here, a person is influenced by what he does. Kimi Yosef Bal Chomer Lo Yispal Lo Davar Bekoach Ad Sheyotzi Yinyanim Min HaKoach LaPoel. Because we are physical human beings, we need to be uplifted. We need external stimuli to help us get excited. Al Kain Bevoi Lov Onesh La Havdil. You go to a game. Why do they play psych-up music? Because that helps. What does that have to do with the game? No, because it helps people get into it. You need external stimuli. That's what the chinuch says, shofar. Right, shofar. It gets you excited. So Al-Kain here too, we need external. Bavoi lov onesh mikra maves. Be'echan mikrova v'sherateva mechayiv ha'ava lahem. When Rachman al-Aspan, a relative dies, and nature is mechayiv, my love for them, techayvenu ha-Torah, lasos maisim ba'atzmo. The Torah obligates actions. Asher ye'oruhu l'kvo ha-machshavas o'al-atzar she'igiyolav. These actions are supposed to bring you to focus on them, to think about them. There's an issue, you're not allowed to go to work. You have to stay home. You're not allowed to do certain things. You're supposed to be uncomfortable. And then I'll realize that people don't die just out of the blue, thin air. It's not a mikra. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is to hopefully motivate me to do it, to even improve my life. Ultimately, like Adam Arishon, Misa is brought about by Chait. Ki Hashem lo yana mi libo v'yeka b'nei ish ki mitzara chatam. Everything boils down to improving our lives, and therefore we have to use the death of our relatives as a motivation for that. The Rav Soloveitchik has an amazing essay. If you want to look it up in the second volume of Reflections of the Rav, Sitting Shiva is Doing Tshuva, chapter 13. And there he talks about, in his own amazing way, that whenever there's a death, there are two elements, natural psychological feelings that a person gets. Naturally. And it's part, and this is part of what the Torah demands. The Torah acknowledges that. Number one, Ben Adam Lamakom, number two, Ben Adam Lachavero. First, Ben Adam Lachavero. Man is usually late in value judgments. His appreciation of persons, things, and events is a product of hindsight. After a person dies, the Rav says, there's always questions. I could have done more. I should have done better. I could have talked to them more. V'chulu. These and similar questions would descend in droves upon the grieving, expiating mourner are extremely soul-searing since they are saturated with guilt feelings. We extend our arms to embrace the departed, but a widening gap stretches between us. What exertions or treasures we would now readily expend for only 5 minutes with them, to open our hearts and minds to them, to make amends, to say what was left unsaid, to do what had been neglected. The chulu. He who does not ache with such emotions is lacking in the experiential essence of avelus. That is part of avelus. And we feel very bad. We should have, we could have with this, but that's part of it. How sad and ironic. Talks about the Gemara in Brachas, beautiful Gemara, Membeis and Membeis, where they're on the way back from burying Rav. And when they have a picnic, and they have a question about a Zimun. They all sat down under a tree, were they together or not? They didn't know if they could be Mezumin. And Rav Adabarava got up, and he tore Kri again. He tore Kri at Rav's Levaya, and now he tore Kri again. He says, Rav just started, we don't even know what a bench. We don't even know if to make a Zimun or not. Why did he do that? The Rav said, because that's Avelus. A recognition. They learn with Rav. But he says, how sad and ironic. They had studied under his tutelage for many long years and been with him daily. He trained their minds, fashioned their outlook, opened them up to the vast vistas of thought. They had paid homage to him as the great master of the diaspora, the Chulu. Now he had vanished and they tore their garments again. They tore their garments again. Such ex post facto judgments are the saddest of life experiences, the Chulu. And then he talks about autobiographically, he doesn't even say it. The Rosh Yeshiva was preparing his annual Kinas Tshuva Drasha, which regularly drew thousands of listeners. He was immersed in the material when he felt the hovering presence of his father and his lifelong Rebbe, the Gaon Rav Moshe. Oh, my father, he said, I've arrived at some fine insights about Hilchos Yom Kippur and Mishofer. Some might please you, some you might reject. He spoke to him beseechingly. The days of yesteryear cannot be recaptured. Oh, if only you could have several minutes of Talmudic discourse with him. That is part one. Feelings of guilt, feelings of I wish I could be more with them. But then, the other aspect, says the Rav, is the acknowledgement of death. And the realization that life is finite, and that anybody who has a relative that was nifter is going to self-analyze themselves and think, where could I do better? We realize our mortality, we realize that we're going to have accountability, V'chulu, and there's some of the halacha, and we haven't been doing everything we can. And he says, and that's why we the minhag of kfiyas hamita, which we don't do bezman hazeh, we cover the mirrors. They used to turn over their beds. What is turning over their beds? Because the bed is the place where they form the next generation, their children, their students, v'chulu. And as an acknowledgement that I didn't fulfill everything I could, we turn over the beds, which is exactly the same message of covering the mirrors. There's less tzelem elokim. I haven't been doing everything I've been able to do. But that's the Rav, two aspects of tshuva that relate to shiva, and that's what the chinuch says here. The chinuch says here that it's always supposed to motivate us to tshuva. Weiter. There's also another element. Avelis is not just supposed to about tshuva, but it's also another element. All of those who say there is no such thing as an afterlife, all of those that say, live, be merry, and tomorrow we shall die, all of those, Avelis is against that. Avelis acknowledges that no, there is a continuation, this is the next step. And we evaluate what a person did in their life. And we focus on it. That's what it's about. The Akshavu, he says, all the kofrim that think that it's Mikra Ha'adam V'Habehema, Mikra Echalahem, Kemavazeh, Kemavazeh, we chas v'shalom, do not do that. Akin kasu b'sifreihem sheyisrafu. You never heard of a Yamach Shemam right after the name of a book. Usually you have certain people in history that get a Yamach Shemo after their names. But here he says it by books of Apikarsim. Kasu b'sifreihem sheyisrafu, that they should be burned. We have to uproot this emuna, obviously, that it shouldn't be in our midst at all. And Avelis acknowledges a person's life has value, and we look at what he achieved and what he's going to get in the afterlife. Good. Midini HaMitzvah, again, this is huge. And what can we do? Hopefully we'll have Shiurim on Avelis, but right now there is just a mitzvah Shiurim on Avelis. Just a quote, because we mentioned it before. Midini HaMitzvah. The halacha that we said before is the first day is Daraisa. The Rambam himself in the first halacha of Hilchas Avelis, and the Chinuch quotes it here. The first day is Avelis, so how the brothers said Shiva for Yaakov Avinu. It says they said Shiva for 7 days. You don't get a better Daraisa than that. It's in the Torah. How could I say this Shiva is only 1 day? And in the Torah they said 7 days. Nitna Torah v'nischat shahalacha. 3 lines from the bottom. The Torah was given and halacha was renewed. Meaning, it doesn't matter what they did before Matan Torah. That's the history of the mitzvah. But that is not why we do the mitzvahs. Again, we've had Shiurim about this in the past. The most important source is the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and Chulin on Daf Kuf, where he talks about all the mitzvahs. Mila and Eiver Menachai and Gid Hanasheh. That just because a mitzvah existed before Matan Torah doesn't mean that we fulfill it in the exact same way. Again, these are all halachas of Avelis, turning over, trying to do a little more. He talks about the idea of Shiva and Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh. There are different gradations. The halacha that is no Avelis on Yantif, which the Rav proved as one of the rayas that mitzvahs aren't just about actions to go through, but they're about feelings inside, actions to bring feelings. Because after all, why can't you sit Shiva on Yantif? Eat matzah sitting on a low chair. Why can't that go together? The Rav said, because the point of Yantif, Simchas Yantif, is to have a happy feeling inside. The point of Avelis is to have a sad feeling inside. And because of that, they can't coexist. So that is why the Rav said, Avelis is broken by Yantif. And the Rav continues, many other halachas, interesting halacha, which is in the Gemara, but we don't do today, Masha Amru, one of the last paragraphs, Shakrovim is Ablam Aleihem, is Ablam Imoim Befneim, Midivrei Sofrim, there's in Mitzvah Durabanan, the Gemara says, that anybody that I would sit Shiva for, if they're sitting Shiva, I do certain Nihugim when I'm in front of them. If Reuven's father is sitting Shiva, then Reuven does certain Nihugim when he's in front of his father. So that is halacha, quoted in the Gemara. If you look in the Rama quotes here in Shin Ayin Dalet and Hilchas Avelis, we don't do that today. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it, so maybe some Sephardic customs have it. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says, V'yishomrim, to'ha'idna lo'nogin lo'hakel ba'avelis zu shalom is'ablim imo, de'ein ze'el mishim kavadam is'ablim. The whole purpose is because of the covet of those who are sitting Shiva. V'yachshav na'adu kulam limcho. And now everybody's automatically mochel. V'chein no'agin b'medina zu. And then he adds, you want to be machmir, don't. This is not one of the chumras that one should take upon themselves. That is the Ramah Shin Ayin Dalet Os Vav. Just finishing up, the chinuch says in the last two paragraphs, well, I have to split. I always say, where does this mitzvah apply to? So now I have to have two paragraphs about that. First, I have to talk about the Kohanim. V'nogas mitzvah zu shal chiyav tumag b'meis, hakar b'choyin b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zichrei kahuna. It applies to all the male Kohanim. Aval hanoshim einan b'chiyav zeh. Not the women. Women, Ashes, Kohen, Kohenis, does not have a chiyuv. Why? Because only the ones who are not allowed to be metami themselves elsewhere have a chiyuv to be metami themselves here. Women who are allowed to be metami themselves, they have a reshus. They don't have a chiyuv. That is what we learn. Women do not have a chiyuv. By the way, what about Kohen Gadol? Kohen Gadol, we didn't mention it, but the Kohen Gadol does not become Tame for his relatives. When Mikdash Lo Yetzeh, he's the only one. He and Anazir are the only ones. There is a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch, interesting discussion in Os Chaf Tes. What about Avelus? Does the Kohen Gadol have Avelus? He says he hasn't found that clearly. He found some sources, but he says on the bottom, he says, Achani Mesupik, on the bottom of the Os Chaf Tes. But Kohen Gadol Benazir, da Asurim Latamos Lekrovim, Efshar De'ein Chiyav Avelus Aleihem. Maybe, maybe not. I'm not sure. He's not sure about avelus for a Kohen Gadol. Either way, that's the first part of the mitzvah. That a Kohen Gadol, Kohanim are included in this mitzvah. But the other half of the mitzvah, obviously, everybody is included in. Every person, man, woman, and children are included in. Children is a big discussion. Do we tear Kriya for them? Do we not tear Kriya for them? Big discussion in the Rishonim. But either way, that part of the mitzvah is incumbent upon all Jews. Okay? We'll have to stop here.